Hey everyone, welcome to the Within Her Soul podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Sydney. And we are two Jesus-loving women who have a lot to say about living as Christians in this modern day world.
We deep dive into tough to talk about topics that we know you're battling with. We expose all things relationships, soul care, sex, healing from your past, and more.
We give practical advice in these areas, but also share comedic stories of our own lessons learned and normalize what being a Christian woman in today's society is really like.
So buckle up, friend. It's going to get real, real quick.
Welcome back to the Within Her Soul podcast. We are so excited you're here with us this week, and we are talking about pregnancy and haven't heard. Sydney is pregnant. We're so excited. It's such a blessing. And it's funny because when we started this podcast, the one thing that we knew we wouldn't be able to talk about and or have any experience with was motherhood. And it's like so cool that we're going to get to grow this podcast through our lives and just those new seasons that come. And so we are going to be talking about Sid finding out she's pregnant. What were her feelings? And really, we hope that this episode ministers to the women who maybe it was a little anxious, or maybe you were kind of freaking out, or whatever that looked like for you. And I think everyone does have a different experience, but we definitely just love that we have a platform where we can just be real and talk about just real life and what our personal experiences are through life. And so I'm so excited that we'll kind of get some of this stuff is new to me too. Like I haven't really heard any of this. And so it's going to be fun and it's going to be real. And yeah, I'm excited.
Yay! Yeah. So, I mean, like Jordan just said, the main reason that I felt like I should talk about this today is for the women who have found out that they're pregnant or will find out you're pregnant and are like freaking out, or you feel anxious, or you have tons of thoughts bouncing around. You're like, what the heck did I just do? Like, did I make a mistake? You know, and first off, I just want to say, like, my husband and I are so excited about the baby. However, when we first found out, like, I was freaking out. I wasn't one of these moms that was like, yes, I'm pregnant. Like, everything's gonna be great. Like, I was freaking out a little bit, right? And so I actually remember at one point literally typing into Google, pregnant and freaking out. And I remember just like typing that in and just hoping that I would find like a blog post or something of another mom that felt the exact same way. And so, like I said, I wanted to talk about this today just so you know you're not alone if you are having those feelings, because you're allowed to feel how you feel. And that's something that, you know, my best friend and some of my friends like kept telling me is like, it's okay if you're freaking out. Like, it's okay if you don't feel good. It's okay if you feel sad, or, you know, your whole life is about to change. And so it's a lot to comprehend. So yeah, I personally just really wanted to know that I wasn't alone and that there were other moms who had felt like this, or that it was okay that I felt this way. And so in hopes of helping you do the same and not, you know, to not feel alone in it, I'm going to share with you some of the different ways that I felt when I first found out I was pregnant, and just like the first probably month or two of my pregnancy. At the time of recording this podcast, I'm just entering my second trimester. I'm like 13 and a half weeks. So things are getting much, much better. I'm feeling a lot better physically, mentally. You know, God has helped me get a lot more excited about it. I am really excited about it now. I don't feel worried or stressed or anxious. And so if you're in your first trimester, just be encouraged and know that it's going to get better, and just, you know, lean on God and he will help you through this. But I actually had written a blog post on my website and just like saved it in a draft of like the exact ways that I was feeling during my first trimester. And like I said, just saved it as a draft just so I would have it to like look back and know like, oh my gosh, I really did feel those ways and I can share them now. And, you know, one of the first biggest things that I struggled with was honestly just coming to terms with the fact that I'm pregnant. And that my life is literally about to change forever, you know? And I've talked about this on like probably one of our marriage podcasts or something before, but like I went through the same thing when I was engaged. I was freaking out. I had this fear, and fear is never from God. Like, we just have to know that. I also think that it's human to have doubts and to have concerns. And that's when we have that opportunity to give it over to God, and he's able to comfort us. And then we get to see how awesome he is. And so anyway, just know that like, if you're struggling with that, it is okay. It is a lot to wrap your mind around. Other than, you know, or alongside getting married, making the decision to have a baby is the other biggest decision you'll ever make in your life, because it's something that you're committing to for the rest of your life. And so that I think would freak anybody out, you know, or most women. And hey, if it didn't freak you out, more power to you. That's amazing. Yeah.
Can I say something really quick? I just watched a movie on Netflix, and I really don't watch a lot of movies on Netflix, but this one movie, it was about, and I forget what it was called, but it has the girl from Riverdale, and it was like two lives where if she was pregnant, this was her life. And then if she wasn't,
yes,
you know what I'm talking about? Yep. Her mom says something to her because she was crying. She just had the baby and she's crying hysterically. And, you know, and she's like, it's the hormones, you know, we're just like she was just blaming it on, you know, all the things. And she told, the mom told her, she said, you know, you'll never not be a mom again. Right. Like it really is grieving, like this little part of you. Cause you're like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say, like, even when you're getting married, like there is a chance, not that we believe in that, but like there is a chance where you might not be married again. But when you're a mom, like, and I don't even like saying that because I don't believe in that. But whenever you're a mother, you don't ever not become a mom. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter what kind of outcome it was. You're always still, you have become a mother forever. Like, and yep, that is such a
responsibility.
It's almost hard to process. Like, it's so big, you know?
Look Both Ways. That's the name of the movie.
Look Both Look Ways. Yes. Yeah. And so even whenever she said that, I was, and I'm not even pregnant, but I was like, that is big. Like, that is a hard thing for even me to process, especially with someone who loves to kind of see the future and know how everything is going to go and like all of that. It's a big deal. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
I remember I watched that movie like right before I found out. And I remember thinking about that, what the mom said when yeah, I found out. Hey, it's okay. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is literally such huge responsibility. And we just have to know and trust that if God chose you to be a mother, then you can handle it. And that's not to say that if you're trying to be a mom and you're not a mom yet, that you can't handle it. It's just not your timing yet. Yeah. But if God allowed you to get pregnant, he's going to see you through it. He's going to give you the strength you need. He's going to give you the peace you need. He's going to give you the wisdom you need. I don't want to say this. Like, people will try to, or not try to, people will impart ungodly advice on you. Like, oh, once you have a baby, you are going to worry for every day for the rest of your life. Don't receive that. Don't receive that. You don't have to. When you walk with the Lord, you're called to worry. You are called to trust him. And that baby is his, you know? And so I don't know. I just felt like I needed to throw that in there. Yeah, but
that's good.
You know, another thing that I laugh now, even though it's not funny, but another thing I really struggled with was being super irritable at first, just because I just had this new flood of hormones, and I feel like they've all like leveled out now and I feel a lot better. But I got so annoyed at everything my husband did. Everything he did. And I'm going to tell you this one thing, because it's so comical now, and I feel bad about it now, but it is funny at the same time. I remember him coming in from work one night, literally doing nothing wrong. Comes in, he's like, hey, babe, hugging me, kissing me. And out of nowhere, I got so infuriated at him for not shaving his beard and letting it get too long. And I remember just being like fuming inside, like, why has he not trimmed his beard yet? Like, and I was like, John, why have you not done that yet? You've got to trim your beard. Like, it is getting so long. And I was like, what is wrong with me? He literally gets home from working for 8 hours and I'm sitting here like, I don't even know. But all that to say, the hormones are real. Like, you will feel irritable. Don't think there's like something wrong with you. We just have to know when to apologize, try and be patient, pray for patience. I had to pray about all of that a lot during that time, and your hormones will level out. So
that's funny.
And then the third thing and the final thing that I'll share that I was struggling with, I guess, is just like the lack of motivation and discipline. And okay, as a fitness coach by trade, I literally do not use the word motivation. I don't like it because I believe motivation is something that comes and goes. And I always say, we don't rely on motivation. We choose discipline, right? Mm-hmm. However, during the first trimester, when I say I literally possessed neither of those things, no discipline, no motivation, I had literally zero desire whatsoever to do anything besides lay on the couch. Literally zero desire. And again, I share this just to say, like, if this happens to you, don't think that you're going through some sort of depression or something like that. That's not necessarily what that means.
Right.
It's just your hormones. Like, you're flooded with hormones, and the first trimester is hard, and you're probably going to be nauseous and really tired. And anyway, so you will overcome that. And I just want to say, like, even getting out and just going on a short walk in the sunlight will make you feel better. Drinking water, just like doing some small things, and just know that, like, that feeling is going to pass. So yeah.
A lot of grace.
Absolutely. You have to have grace with yourself during this. Like, I remember texting my best friend, Elizabeth, and I was like, I feel crazy, like all these things, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, being pregnant is like growing an alien inside of you. Okay. Like, an alien is literally taking over your body for 9 months. Give yourself grace. And I'm like, yeah. You're so right.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
anyway, now that I've, like, you know, kind of talked about the hardships of it, I just want to say, like, it is such an exciting time. You're going to get past it. I'm feeling so much better. I know that there's hard times to come, probably in like the third trimester. They say that's when you just get to a point where you're like, I'm ready to have this baby. So all of this to say, I feel a lot better now. God has helped me to really come to terms with being pregnant and to actually become excited about it. So just rely on the Lord during this time and know that there is nothing wrong with you. There's no wrong or right way to process pregnancy. But I also wanted to say something that really helped me when I was going through all of this is just knowing that it's okay to not be okay. Yeah. Like, literally in any circumstance in life, it is okay to not be okay sometimes. It's okay to go lay on the couch and bawl your eyes out. It's actually healthy too. Like, we see in the Bible, Jesus wept different times. And it is okay to let yourself feel those emotions. It's healthy. You'll actually probably feel a lot better afterwards. And it can be really easy to should, S-H-O-U-L-D, on yourself, especially in a time like this. Like, I was telling myself, I should be excited about this. Like, when I found out, I should be excited about this. What's wrong with me? You know, even though, like, I was excited, at the same time, I was struggling with, you know, coming to terms with it. And so it's really easy to do that to yourself. When all honesty, it, like I talked about earlier, it's a huge life change. So try not to say, I should be feeling this way. I should do this. I should do that. It is completely normal to feel afraid, nervous, anxious, sad, mad, or anything else you're feeling. And just know that the best thing that you can do is to give every one of those feelings over to God. Yeah. He already knows how you feel. He already knows every thought going on in your mind. And what makes me feel so much better is when I say, look, God, I already know that you already know what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. I'm mad, God, I'm mad about this, or I'm sad about this. I feel like crap today about this. Like, I'm struggling. Please help me. Like, I need my Father to help me. I need you to give me strength. Mm. And I don't know, I feel like something about just coming to God in such, like, a raw and real way, He just empowers you with your strength and your peace that you need. I don't feel like it necessarily happens when I try to act like everything's okay. And I just, you know, try to act all positive. Like, when I start to feel, and this may just personally be me, but when I start to feel like a shift inside of me is when I just come to God and I'm just honest. And I'm like, look, this is how I feel. This situation sucks. Like, how I feel sucks right now. And I need you to help me. So just know that when you do that, He will give you everything you need. He will give you strength, peace, money, like, literally whatever you need, tangible, intangible, He will be what you need right now. And it's going to be so much better than you ever could have imagined.
Yeah. So. Love that. And, you know, I think this is such a beautiful lesson in itself, because there are times where we do think, like, wow, I really should be happy right now. And because we're not, the enemy really comes in and starts condemning you. Well, if you're not happy, then that means you don't want it. Do you actually want it? You know what I mean? Like, that is really where the enemy comes in and lies. And I think we need to understand, like, our, like Sid said, our emotions are so valid and so real. But you said something so beautiful. It's like, if you're pregnant today and you're questioning everything, the Lord has made that happen, and He will see you through it. He will give you everything you need so that you can do this well. And I think even sometimes when we have those emotions, it really allows us to grow our relationship with God. Because when we do put on this fake facade of, I'm so happy, what a blessing, God, you know, it, and if you're not, I mean, we know babies are a blessing, but there are times where you might be sitting here and you're like, I wish I felt that in this period, but whatever, for whatever reason, I'm not. Don't condemn yourself for it. go to the cross, go to the word and say, Lord, help me see that I'm capable. Help me see that I can do this. Help me see that my life is still going to be filled with joy and, you know, exciting times, and that whatever it is that you feel like you're lacking in those seasons, that is really what our walk with Jesus is all about. Even if it's not even about being pregnant. I mean, there's times where you have to make big moves. There's times where you have to leave a relationship. There's times where, you know, all these things can happen where you're just like, I know this is a good thing, but why don't I feel that yet? And I just believe that those are the moments where Sid said, whenever you're full transparent, like you're fully transparent with Jesus, that's where he's saying, like, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your realness. I'm going to fill all these things for you. I'm going to give you what you need. And it grows your walk with Jesus. I really do believe that. So,
yeah, I completely agree. And you said something that like triggered a thought. You said, you know, ask God to show you that like my life still is going to be full of excitement and all of that. And that's another thing. Like when I first found out, it sounds awful to say, like, I hate
it's cultural though. It's, I already know what you're going to say. It's cultural, but go ahead.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect. Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
Yeah, like I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to have fun anymore. Because like me and my husband, we love to go out to eat and go out and hang out with friends and stuff. And I felt like, oh my gosh, that's all being taken away from me, like in the snap of a finger. And a baby, like having a child, your fun may be different, you know, now, like you may be coming in at 8 or 9 o'clock instead of 10 or 11 o'clock. Like you may, you know, things are going to be different, but I truly believe that just from talking to friends who have kids, that it is a whole different type of joy. You're going to have a whole different type of fun. Like they say that your eyes just get open to this whole new world, yeah. You know? And so trust that like God has this new season for you, and try not to like mourn what was and all this, like I'm losing this life that I had and it was so fun and all this. But instead, like, appreciate that time. Like, oh, it was really fun when, I mean, it's okay to be sad for a little while. But like I said, but like, oh my gosh, me and my husband had a great, fun first 2.5 years of marriage, just us. And it is sad that those days are over and it's not just going to be just me and him anymore. But we're going to have so many new fun memories with the baby and, you know, watching him or her grow up. And you know, and we can also still take time for us and go do fun things. And get a sitter or whatever when we need to. So that's a whole different topic. But
well, it's like not focusing on what you've lost and start switch, like mourn, be sad, whatever you need to do. But then shift that and say, okay, what do we have to be excited about now? Like, what is that next? And this is the same thing with anything in life. You lose a relationship to gain something different. You lose the job to gain a new one. You leave the old house to get a new one. Like, you leave your old life for a new one. I mean, like you're capable of it. And I think that's the best part of this whole message is that whatever season you're in, like you are capable of that new season. Just go to God to help you through it. If you're excited, that's great. If you're not, that's okay too. Just continue to just go to Jesus and say, Lord, equip me, help me. Wherever area that I'm not seeing your truth in, help me see what your truth says about this situation or this thought that I'm having or whatever it might be. Because I will say, I do think we know that babies are blessings and that is really one of the greatest gifts God gives us in mankind. The enemy wants to destroy that. And we're seeing that time and time again. And I do want to just say this really quickly, that the enemy wants you to think that you've lost your life now that you're pregnant. He wants you to think you'll never be the same. He wants you to think that you are going to never feel good about your body again. He wants you to know that you'll never be beautiful. Like he's going to say all these things to you and you're going to unfortunately feel like they're true, but we know that's so far from the truth and what the word says. And And I think I just want to kind of raise awareness of that, that our culture kind of surrounds ourselves around that. And babies and families, like the traditional family, is breaking. We see it more now than ever. And so I just pray blessings over anyone who is pregnant, whoever is going into this season, and knowing that this is incredible. It really is incredible. And it's so beautiful. Feel what you need to feel, because it's so real. You know, all of those feelings are validated, but don't listen to what the enemy might be telling you for too long, and tell him where he belongs and go back it up with truth and the word of God and what the Bible says about you, especially as a mother, because it's one of the, I would say, one of the most prestigious jobs that the Lord has really given us as women. So
I completely agree. Yeah. And the last thing that I'll say is, if you feel like you just can't handle all the changes going on, this might make you feel a little bit better. I literally found out I was, and I'm not trying to like one up anybody's situation, but just to share a little insight, found out I was pregnant, sold our house, moved to a different town, bought a 70s fixer upper that we're currently remodeling. And my husband got a new job and he's in training right now, and he's literally working 12 hours a day and weekends, and I like hardly get to see him. And so there are a lot of changes going on. Like basically every main area of our life is changing. And I was freaking out at first. Like I've really struggled, but it's like we talked about earlier, if God called you to this, like if he has put you in these different positions, whatever it may be, he has, number one, he has purpose for it. He has reasons for it. And one thing I've just been having to pray is like, God, give me vision for this season where I am right now. Because without vision, the people perish, right? That's one of my favorite scriptures. And just ask him, like, give me vision. Give me vision for this baby. Give me vision for me being a mom. Give me like prophetic words of the type of mother that I'm going to be and how joyful it's going to be raising a kid. And anyway, I could go on and on, but just know that he, if he has called you to it, he will bring you through it. Yeah. That's not a Bible verse. That's just a very common quote, but it's so true. You know, I do think it's biblical. So anyway, I want to share just a couple soul scriptures with you today. The first one is Jeremiah 1:5. And it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Ooh. Little hormonal mama's about to get some little tears going on.
I love it.
"I appointed you as a prophet to the nation." So before you got pregnant, no matter what your circumstance is, no matter if you're married with four kids, no matter if you're married with no kids, no matter if you are a single mom, whatever is going on in your situation, the Lord knew your baby before he or she was even conceived in your womb. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." That means God formed that baby. I don't care if you think that the baby was a mistake. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And so you have to know that the Lord knew and knows your baby, knew your baby before he ever created it, even let the conception happen. Okay. Yeah. And so trust that. "Before you were born, I set you apart." He's already set your baby apart to do good things in this world.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. Receive that.
Yeah.
And then with that, Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So take that Jeremiah 1:5. Lord, you know, if you're freaking out, Lord, you gave me this baby. You created this baby. Thank you for this baby. And because of that, I'm not going to be anxious about this. Your word tells me not to be anxious for anything, but in every situation, I'm going to pray and petition, and I'm going to thank you for this baby. Yeah. And I'm going to present my request to you. Okay, Lord, today, what are my requests? My request is, I'm feeling like crap today. I'm freaked out. I'm terrified. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. And my request is that you take away these feelings and give me your supernatural peace instead. Like, present all your requests to God and he will come through for you.
That's so good. That's so good. So our soul assignment today is really just go to God and pray. Kind of like what Sid just did, a perfect example of that. Basically write out what your requests are and say, "Lord, like, this is what I'm feeling. This is where I'm at. This is how things are going for me." Now, he already knows that, but it is so freeing, and he loves when we bring those to him. And so feel those things. And honestly, I even want to add to this, journal them out. I love that Sid actually wrote her blog post about this, because now it can help her see that one, she did get through that first trimester. Things have changed and gotten better in certain areas of maybe where she was freaking out. So like, write these things out, write how you're feeling. And it's also a really good indicator to see how God is helping you through it. It's like that confirmation to see how God does hear you and see you, but journal it out, but then go to God and just pray, pray about it. Give him all your thoughts. I feel like this is a lot of our soul assignments is like, go to God and pray, but it's so huge. It is so important that we don't forget that God isn't just this invisible thing. Like he is with you every single day. And it's like one of the most cherished relationships truly you can have in your entire life. So don't take that for granted. And so, yeah, hopefully that helps you this week.
Yep, absolutely. I truly, truly pray that this episode encouraged you and just helps you know that you're not alone and everything's going to be okay. Okay. Take a deep breath. Like seriously, breathe, go sit in a corner by yourself, just breathe. And like, everything's going to be fine, but I'm going to pray for you. And, we hope you join us next week.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the baby in my womb. I thank you for the baby in whatever mother is listening to this, or maybe a woman who's hoping to be a mother soon. We just thank you in advance for those babies. And we thank you for healthy bodies, Lord, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you for healthy babies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And I just thank you for removing all fear, removing all, you know what, I'm just going to say right now in the name of Jesus, that fear must go. Get out, leave this woman in the name of Jesus. Anxiety, go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go back to hell where you belong. I thank you, Jesus, that this pregnancy for this woman under the sound of my voice is full of peace. It is full of excitement. It's full of joy. This is one of the most exciting and joyful times of her whole life. I declare that over her. Lord, I thank you that you bless her and keep her and her baby, Lord, and that your face shines upon her. Lord, that you are gracious to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening in this week. Just for hanging out with us, we want to give you a free gift. Go to withinhersoul.co/freebie to grab your free quiet time template. This will be your guide during your alone time with Jesus. You'll journal your highs and lows, record your prayers, and you'll be able to express how you feel the Lord is speaking to you every time you spend time with him. It's extremely helpful if you're needing some guidance on how to find a quiet time routine that works for you. And before you go, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever miss a new episode. You can also catch us at withinhersoul.co on Insta. We'd love for you to message us and let us know how we can pray for you. This is the Within Her Soul podcast. We can't wait to chat with you next week. See you then.